Now, it's interesting to be reminded that at this point, they don't know that it's Jesus on the shore, right? The scripture's already identified that, and the writer's gone out of his way to say they don't know that it's Jesus on the shore. When I read this verse and I read it over and I pray on these things and I'm writing these things, the thing that stuck out to me, the thing that I asked the question of all week about in my own heart was what I found profound, is Jesus asked them, "Have you caught anything?" They say no. One word answer. Sounds to me like they didn't really want to discuss it. So Jesus says to them, "Hey, cast the net on the other side and you're going to find something." But they don't know it's him. I found it profound, and the question I had is, why in the world did they do it at all? If you had fished all night and you were experienced fishermen and you knew what you were doing, and some wise guy on the shore asked you if you caught anything and you say no, and he says to you something as simplistic as throw the net on the other side of the boat, the other side, and you'll catch something. I know what a lot of people would respond. Even some Christians. Probably not some Christian responses. Who do you think you are? Hey, we've been doing this all night long. I'm sick and tired of throwing this net out. We're about to shore now. I'm not doing this again. If we throw it all out, understand, if they threw it out there again, that also meant they had to draw it all the way back in, fold it all the way back up. It wasn't some simple little thing that we're talking about here. It's asking for a measured amount of work when they were completely exhausted. And yet they do it. That is what I found most intriguing. Why did they do it? Well, I wrote that down in my notes. Debbie said, well, why not? It's one of those cases where, and it's one of the solutions that I wrote down, Debbie, was, what do I got to lose? I might think this guy's a real joker, but I do know a lot of people that even though they have nothing to lose, trust me, I tell people all the time, their life is a complete disaster. Their marriage is a complete disaster. The direction of their life is pointless, aimless. And I say to them something like, why not give God a shot? But you'd be amazed how many times people say, no, I'm not going to give God a shot. I'm going to keep doing it my way. Keep making my decisions. And I'm sitting there as a pastor going, what do you got to lose? You have made a complete disaster out of everything. And by the way, one of the things the caveat I always add on that is sometimes people say, yeah, I'm going to give God a chance. And they give God a weekend. They give God a month. My general thing is, how long have you been running your life your way? And most of us know what that is. Now, you might say, well, I've been running my life my way pretty much since I can remember. Maybe you're a young adult. So it's been since you were 17 or 18. Let's say you're in your mid-20s. So that's 8 years. I would say to you, how about this? Just to be fair, do what God clearly tells you to do for the next 8 years and see where you are. I promise you, you're going to catch a whole lot more fish when you take that net from your side and you put it on the side that God tells you to.